to DFM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, Ireland's fastest growing specialist business lender, capitalflow.ie.
A lot of end of week business news to get through with Ian Guider, our markets editor of the Business Post. We'll get to Ryanair in a second. We'll also get to IBEX's plan to try and keep the economy afloat, which I suppose follows after the central bank's dire economic warning today. Only the latest, Ian, of a whole bunch of eminent bodies predicting what might happen. But what's its projection?
Yeah, good evening, Matt. And I hate to end the week on a gloomy note, but this, it's not a forecast by the central bank, but they are looking at scenarios for the economy over the next couple of months as a result of the restrictions and lockdown put in place to combat COVID-19. They are talking about the unemployment numbers getting even worse than they already are. When I spoke to you yesterday, we were talking about just over 500,000 people on the live register signing up for the government's emergency payment. The central bank believes, and they will be right, that the figure is going to get even worse in the coming months, and that by the end of June, you could have pretty much one in four workers unemployed, staggering 25% unemployment rate, or just over 600,000 people. It does believe that output in the current quarter, so when you think of all the sectors who are affected, construction, retail, hospitality, hotels, all of that, they reckon that output could plunge 25% between April and the end of June. And if it lifts after June, if we get the restrictions lifted, and that's the worst of it, well, the only saving grace is that the economy would be down by 8% for the overall year, which would be the second worst performance after 2009, when the economy crashed by 10%. And that's the best case scenario, Matt. If, as is likely, the restrictions continue in place, well, then the figures get even more dire. That prediction for job losses will probably be somewhere around 14-15% for the end of the year. But the economy, if the restrictions last until September, could sink by 15%, which I think would be the most ever. And the budget, which is government's money, how much it's collecting in taxes and how much it's spending, could be 20 billion euro in the red. These are pretty grim figures, Matt, and there's not a lot of comfort out there, I'm afraid.
And yet, IBEC wants the government to spend more money. And I think there might be a lot of weight behind the argument that is putting forward that if you want to avoid the worst case scenario, if you want to keep businesses open and keep them employing people who get their pay, then you've got to have government measures. What in particular is IBEC looking for?
Well, they've come out today and said the government in total should look at spending around 26 billion euro to try and fight off this looming recession, and that's equivalent to around 10% of the overall value of the economy. And so far we have spent, between what money we've put behind social welfare payments and also into the health sector, we've spent around 6.7 billion euro, so effectively another 20 billion. Matt, that's not going to be all tax money being spent. They are calling for something, Matt, if I go back 3-4 weeks ago, I think for about a week I was banging my head off a wall saying that the government needed to come up with a cheap loan scheme for businesses. Well, this is exactly what IBEC are talking about today. They say that credit is going to be an issue in the economy because many firms out there are seeing that their payments are not being made, suppliers are not paying them, there are few people shopping, that we are seeing a position where many businesses are in dire need of cash, and that to keep the economy going and to try and reflate the economy in the next couple of months, we need lots of cheap loans to go towards small businesses out there. And we also need for people like you and I, people, all the workers across the country, to be able to continue spending at some point in time so that we don't end up making crisis even worse. Because what we have right now, Matt, there are people in work, there are people with money, but they may be fearful of spending. And when things do lift a little bit, people may be saying, well, you know, I might just hold off out there. And that's going to cause an awful lot of trouble for companies getting back on their feet. So they really do need help right now to keep them going. And that when things do ease a little bit, that we're confident enough of spending. But the bill for this is going to be staggering. I think that 26 billion figure by IBEC could look on the conservative side by the end of this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a story just caught up in the Irish Times. You may not have seen it, but the restaurant chain Camille has written to all its landlords saying it'll halt its next rent payments on all its 31 outlets here in the UK to try and safeguard the business. you can actually understand why it would do that. It says, despite the fact that it's continuing to deliver food to customers, it's had to shut the restaurants for dining in and for a collection of takeaways. It only can do deliveries, and revenues are down 25%, and they could fall even further perhaps as people are conserving their cash a little bit more. So that's just a small, obvious example of the type of good company which needs help.
Yeah, and Matt, something that has gone under the radar a little bit this week, we have been focusing on the human cost of people out of their jobs, and that is right, and we've been focusing very much on the health cost. But I'm told this week that it was payment day on Wednesday for many companies to their landlords, so retailers, commercial landlords, they were due for the current quarter, so April, May and June, and very few people have been in a position to pay, even large retailers. But that's falling on deaf ear with many of the big funds who own these commercial premises. They're not in a position, some of them tell me, to give rent breaks or to defer payments. So what happens? Do they start proceedings against landlords, against tenants, to try and force them to pay over money they don't have? This has gone, you know, we've talked about the banks being brought to heel and the insurance companies, but many commercial landlords out there are putting the squeeze on companies for rent, and this will end up down in the courts in the coming months' time, to try and force people to hand over money if we don't get them to agree to either a moratorium or to defer payments until later on this year. So this is something the government may also have to step in and look at easing as well.
Yeah, of course, you have to wonder, though, that if you were to evict any commercial tenants at this stage, who would you actually get to replace them? I mean, you're going to have empty, vacant space. This is pain that has to be shared. And again, something we hadn't planned to discuss, but I'd imagine you're well on top of this. There's a major issue now about companies that pay dividends. We've had a whole string of announcements from companies over the last 10 days, particularly banks saying that they're not paying dividends this year to their shareholders. They're conserving cash. They're not doing share buybacks either. But the companies that do actually press ahead and pay the dividends now, it could be that a lot of their shareholders need that income, but also they could be weakening their own position quite dramatically by doing so.
Yes, like we're seeing it again today, FBD, the insurance company, it's been told by the European insurance regulator, all insurance companies have been told not to pay dividends. FBD was due to pay out just over 30 million to its shareholders in the coming weeks. That's been deferred until later on this year. All of these companies, they are large companies. We're talking about the biggest businesses in Ireland. They're trying to conserve cash as much as anybody else. So they are seeing what has happened in which the companies that they supply, all of their supply chains, they're not getting paid. So therefore, all of these companies, even though they might have credit lines from banks, if you start drawing them down now to keep going, what happens in a couple of months' time if the lockdown continues? So there is going to be an almighty credit squeeze in the country happening. You know, it's very unusual now in an economic downturn to see 100% of your business fall off a cliff overnight. That causes the ultimate crash, cash crunch. So we really do need to start getting money into the hands of businesses and consumers as quickly as possible. I know you had Pascal Donoghue on the show in the last couple of days, and the government have done an awful lot for people's incomes, but I think they're going to have to loosen the purse strings a little bit further and start putting into place credit guarantee schemes so that banks can have the confidence of lending to people, knowing that if the loans are not repaid or people need payment breaks, the government are standing behind them. And I hate to use the word from 2008, but almost guaranteeing the bank's loan losses at this stage.
Okay, tell me about Ryanair's statement today, because Ryanair has its financial year ending at the 31st of March, which means it wasn't affected for the bulk of the year by this crisis that's developed over the last month, but it's certainly going to be affected for its new financial year. What did it have to report?
Yeah, well, its financial year ended just the other day, on Monday, and the airline says that it generated a profit. It's, it's normally bragging about this type of money, but it made somewhere between 950 million and 1 billion euro over that 12 months. But that's quickly forgotten about because 99% of Ryanair's flights are grounded. It's currently operating 20 flights per day out of a normal schedule of 2,500. So you can see the impact on Ryanair. It's also taking a hit because the price of oil has plunged in the last number of weeks. That's going to cost Ryanair somewhere in the region of 300 million euro.
Explain that. That's a major hit to Ryanair, which suggests they made a major miscalculation when it came to their hedging of future oil prices.
Yeah, I don't think they were the only one. So lots of airlines try to buy oil in advance to try and lock in prices so that it doesn't fluctuate from week to week, so that they practically bought oil ahead of time, thinking that they would get it on the cheap at around $65, $70 or somewhere in the region of that. Well, the price of oil has plunged to $20, so Ryanair is effectively buying oil much ahead of where the current price is. So it's going to take a loss of around $300 million on that. It can't even tell shareholders what's happening in the next couple of months because, as I said, flights are grounded for at least the next 2 months. That's going to cost them a couple of hundred million euro every week. I suppose it is the biggest airline in Europe. They do have a cushion, they say, of around 3.8 billion euro. But like everybody else, they are having to implement reduction schemes for staff. So they are availing of government support schemes and they are cutting back on non-essential costs as well. But it just goes to show you, no matter how big you are, Matt, just because of the severity of what is happening, everybody is affected.
Yeah, and actually aviation related, and I'm sorry again, this is one that I hadn't told you I'd bring up, but I'll just mention it. We have a major aircraft leasing business here in Ireland. About a third of the world's aircraft, could be even more, are registered in Ireland. Many of the major international players own and operate aircraft out of Ireland. And I see Avalon, which is one of the biggest ones, has cancelled or postponed orders for almost 120 aircraft that it was due to purchase between now and 2023. This again is to preserve its short-term need for capital, and it apparently has about $5 billion in cash and credit available to it. So maybe it will be one of those that will actually survive this.
Yeah, and I think we'll be seeing this from more of the aircraft leasing companies. Avalon has a nice fancy building up on Dublin 4, so they are one of the biggest companies in the world at this. They've been in business 10 years. They're very profitable. I spoke to them a couple of weeks ago myself when we were in the early stages of COVID-19, and they did say they had plenty of resources to see them through. But this just puts more pressure on the aviation industry generally. We know Boeing has had real problems in the United States, and along with the rest of the aviation industry, all of these companies in the airline business will be looking for bailouts. Airlines will be looking for bailouts. Airports will be looking for bailouts. And you could see pressure now coming on the European authorities to look at the UK, the overall aviation sector, because all airlines are grounded pretty much. And that has a knock-on impact as well, as in trying to, when people start looking to lift restrictions, well, the tourism industry, if the airlines go bust, how do you rebuild your tourism industry? So that's something that's going to be had to address by European aviation authorities in the coming weeks. I mentioned to you the other day, Richard Branson's airline, Virgin Atlantic, it was looking for a UK government bailout. I think of somewhere in the region of a couple of billion pounds already. People are saying, well, Richard Branson's quite a wealthy individual. Why doesn't he stump up the money?
Indeed. Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, thank you very much for being with us all week here on The Last Word on Today FM. I look forward to reading your material in either a printed edition of the Business Post on Sunday. It's also available in digital form online as well.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, Ireland's fastest growing specialist business lender, capitalflow.ie.